going at the Grove Theater. Thanks for, again, being willing to let me record these.
Sure,
as,
yeah.
I think we discussed last time that the purpose of the recording isn't to have anything to do with you. It's to see how well I'm coaching.
Yep, yeah.
So, pressure's on me. I know last time we met was before that you took the contract position.
Yeah.
At Continuum,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had talked perhaps about using the session today for interviewing purposes, but
uh-huh.
we could, it's really up to you what you'd like to accomplish
right.
today.
Yeah.
So did you give that any thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because now I am in a different place, you know. I really hadn't accepted that. I guess to talk about, you know, I don't know, but so there's lots of things that are going on, you know. One is there's that looming thing that they're going to be hiring the senior VP of HR. You know,
for India?
Yeah, it'll be global. So global. It'll be the senior VP. And, you know, of course, you know, with that comes kind of the same scenario I was in before, which is, you know, I could be ultimately being judged by someone that didn't pick me, you know?
So you could end up being perceived as kind of a legacy that someone inherits.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're concerned
there. And I'm a contractor. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, easily dispendable. And if I were them at this point, I probably would let me go sooner than later, you know, because I'm really starting to build relationships, you know, in terms of really getting in there. I just came back from the Cranberry office in Pennsylvania, and I think, you know, people are getting very kind of connected to me. You know, I'm that type of I just dive right in, and, you know, that's why 3 weeks feels like I've been here 3 months, you know, but anyway. Yeah.
So if you had to summarize that issue that you're describing now, how would we describe it?
I guess probably to be open-minded, you know, relative to it, and not take the past, you know, and think that. But then there's a whole piece of it of, do I even bother, you know, to go that route? And do I kind of cut my ties and just go look for something else and go someplace where I'm wanted, you know, right off the bat? Let's put it that way.
So what I'm hearing is that sort of one issue is how you can be open-minded in your current
mm-hmm.
role as a
mm-hmm.
contractor
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, do you view that as being related to the second issue you described about whether you even want to continue, or is that a different issue?
What do you mean, say that again?
What I heard you describe as a moment ago is that maybe a second issue is that it raises the question for you of even whether you want to continue in the role of a contract. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, yeah.
So do you view that as being related to the first point about how to be open-minded about it,
yeah.
or is it different?
It's different, yeah. I think it's different, you know. I think I came from a position before where I was reporting directly to the CEO, you know, and in this scenario, and I'm not reporting directly to the CEO now. I'm reporting to the CFO because HR had always reported into the CFO here, and now the CEO's changing that dynamics and making HR a separate department. But, you know, I would be one step removed, you know, from the CEO.
What's important to you about whether you report to the CEO or CFO?
I think HR should always report directly to the CEO. I guess the fact would be I'd be that one level removed from direct contact to the CEO.
And how does that make you feel if you're one step removed?
I go back to where I was before, you know, you lose that connection, you know, that visibility, the visibility mm-hmm. into the executive team mm-hmm. and that type of thing. And that's the role that I played before. So this would be a little bit of a different role.
So that's a different kind of role. So yeah, we've talked so far about two different potential issues for us to focus on. So one being, you know, if you stay in this contract position, how to be open-minded about it.
Yeah.
And secondly, do you even want to to be in this kind of a role for now?
Yeah. And I think that today in particular, it's kind of fresh off the press for me because I know that they have someone in play that they're extremely interested in. So that's new information. I had inklings of it all along, and I certainly have advised the CEO that he needs to make that decision quickly. He needs to get someone in here to set that strategy quickly. Mm-hmm. And so it's things that he and I have talked about, but now I'm hearing, you know, not that he's listened to me, but he certainly has put that action into play. So I think there's something looming here that, you know, that somebody could be coming in, mm-hmm. you know, within the next month and a half or so. Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean to you then?
Yeah, I mean, uncertainty, you know? Probably even more uncertainty than it was being a contractor.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot more uncertainty than you've had to face in a while.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And it's probably one of the reasons why I didn't want to take, you know, this role. You know, I like to go someplace. You know, this time around, I want to go someplace where I'm wanted. You know, I was wanted before when I started Smart Bear, but then halfway through, we had the change in CEO, and then it took, you know, that left. Mm. And I was hired as a consultant because I was wanted by the executive team, the people that I know on the executive team, and the CFO who I'm reporting to. But all those dynamics will change once that person comes on board. So.
Yeah, I'm hearing that's important to you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, mm. I think lesson learned, you know, from the last time. So, yeah.
And does that mean you're not feeling wanted right now here?
That's a good question, not feeling wanted. I don't know. I guess, you know, the type of person that I am, there's a piece of me that thinks I could have done that job, but then there's another side of me that says I really wouldn't want that job. You know, the global senior mm-hmm. VP, you know.
So I'm hearing you talk more about what you want, mm-hmm. although a moment ago you were talking about feeling wanted by others.
Yeah. So I guess there's mixed emotions, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Quite understandably.
Yeah.
Well, so which of these two issues that we've talked about, do you even want to be in a contract position here? And secondly, if you do, how to be open-minded about it? What would it make sense for us to accomplish?
Yeah, I think how to be open-minded about it, you know, how to kind of digest it and turn it into a win for myself.
Mm.
And it may not, you know, mean I have to feel good about it. And I think I've, you know, just kind of come to that conclusion that I have to feel good about the next thing that I choose on a permanent basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I have probably would have to get over the hurdle that that if, say, you know, this person that's coming in asked me to come on board, I would want to be very, very careful around the reasons for it and ensure that that person truly would want me on their staff as opposed to me being here.
Mm-hmm. So it was interesting when you said that you wanted to feel good about it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I felt a little weight there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it made me wonder if there's maybe something that you're carrying that you need to feel good about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, again, you know, I'm an achiever, you know, and I would have liked to have been positioned enough to be considered for that role, and I know I'm not. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. And so I think maybe that's, you know, what's bothering me a little bit. Yeah.
So
it's kind of like I wish I could have been an NBA basketball player, but I realize, you know.
If you're not an NBA basketball player, what are you? So what I'm hearing is kind of the issue for us to look at is how to be more open-minded about where you are right now.
Yeah.
How to digest it, make it a win for yourself,
yeah.
Which I think is a great question to ask.
Yeah.
What a great sort of challenge for yourself.
Yeah.
So what would help you walk away with? What would you like to walk away with then on this?
Today?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's a hard question for today. Because like I said, all of this information is just fresh off the press. So I'm like trying to digest it, you know, and realize that they've probably come to a point where they're, you know, interested in a candidate and they're moving forward with it. So I need to kind of just digest that.
Mm-hmm. So just making sense of what's going on?
Yeah.
Getting some clarity for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what do you think we're going to have to talk about that might get in the way here?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes there are things that can inhibit us from seeing some clarity.
Yeah.
From feeling ready to see it. I'm just wondering if there's anything you feel we'll need to address that could be getting in the way with the clarity.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, I think just I think I have to, and it's going to take a minute, just come to terms and at peace with the fact that, you know, I'm not the right candidate for that position.
Mm.
I think that's probably, you know how you conjure things up in your head, you know? Yeah. And so I think it's just walking away and saying, you know, that's okay, you know? I think that would be... And it may take me a minute, you know, to walk through that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like seeing that pair of shoes for $500 that you think you absolutely have to have, you know, and you're coming up with a million ways as to why and a million ways as to how you can afford it, you know, and then you kind of put all the things in play and then all of a sudden you just realize, you know what, this really isn't the best decision, and you walk away from the shoes, and it means that, you know, you probably still would like the shoes, but you made the best decision not to get them. That's about
so you see the shoes. So I love your story. So you see the shoes, you're kind of attracted and you want them, and then something happens and you're able to leave the store.
I see that job, and I say, well, I could do India and all that stuff, I could do it, but then I realize that it's probably not the best decision for me, and yet I guess I don't like the fact that even if I was to remain with this company, that I wouldn't have had that position, you know. That's me.
So it sounds like you want to get to the place where you can walk away from the shoes and be like, that wouldn't be a goodbye for
me. And be happier with another shoe.
Maybe a little like Cinderella. The shoe fits.
Another shoe.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, you mentioned that it was hard for you to feel like you're not the person for this global position.
Yeah, because, you know, I always feel like I can do it. You know, I can get in there and I can do it, you know. But I really do think that this is just kind of a ball of trouble, you know. I really don't have any desire, you know, to get wrapped up in that, mm-hmm. you know. I really, truly don't. And yet the challenge is there, you know. I put that challenge in front of me. Because I don't like saying, I'm not the type of person to say, you know what, I can't do that. You know, I always try and do, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned you're an achiever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I imagine you're...
Even if I'm afraid of something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll tackle the things that I'm afraid of first to get over that, you know.
So what's different about this? Or what's different about this situation, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think I realize that it's probably in my best interest not to even consider that role. Not that I would be considered, but me personally, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, being happy, you know, if it's something else.
So I'm getting the sense...
I set myself up for my own disappointments.
Like so many high achievers.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me if I'm hearing this right. I'm getting the sense that you're aware that you have a habit of going after challenges because
mm-hmm.
you get a certain energy from
them.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
But you're also coming to see this a bit differently.
Yeah.
So is this about habits?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yep, maybe.
What else could it be about?
I mean... I don't know. It could be a little bit about control. It could be a little bit about, feeling that I'm here as opposed to here, you know. Yeah.
So it could be a lot of different things.
Yeah. I like being here, you know, as opposed to here. And it doesn't mean like I act like I'm here, but I like that feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know. I like that feeling.
So I'm just kind of curious if the conversation we're having is helpful in terms of if it feels like we're on the path to some kind of clarity.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's for me, it's just digesting, you know, things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about a number of different things. So far, how in the past you've looked at challenges and wanted to go after
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm.
but yet you see some things about this role that give you pause.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where should we go from here?
I think, you know, just kind of like next steps and just playing out, you know, options and worst case, what could be the worst thing that could happen, you know? and I think that what could be the worst thing that could happen, you know?
Well, you started out suggesting we talk about how to make this a win, which is kind of a different question than how not to lose.
Yeah.
I love the positivity.
Yeah, I mean, I think it already is a win for me, and I want to keep it that way, you know? So whether I stay here or I leave, you know, I'm all in my voice because I just remembered the CEO's over here. Whether I stay or I go, sense of peace either way, you know. And I think it has to do too with taking that chance, you know. So I took a risk, and if it doesn't play itself out, then so what? What could be the worst thing that could happen?
So you, if I hear you right, you want to feel a little bit of detachment from the outcome.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you have to know
right
where this is going to go.
Yeah. Yep.
What would give you that sense of peace enough to let go?
And that I don't know. That I don't know. No.
What would you need to feel?
Like this, that this was a good move, that I had made a good move, regardless of what the outcome was.
Well, this makes me wonder if you tell me if it would be helpful for us to look at what you're getting out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you say it's a win already.
Yeah. I mean, I think the feeling and the sense of accomplishment that I've gotten over the last 3 weeks, certainly the relationships that I had with the CFO and, I mean, even the CEO, he's been very, very accommodating, very engaging. And I think the other piece of it is, even though every company has their flaws, and certainly as I talk to employees here, I hear the flaws, but this is a pleasant place to work. And you forget that, you know, when you're in a really bad situation. You forget that there are companies out there that are not like what I came from. And, you know, the startup world tends to be a little bit more grueling, and people take chances. I mean, there's horror stories all over the place of CEOs just acting and behaving any way they feel like it because they can.
Like he who shall not be named.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, you know, this certainly is a company where the senior level staff and the CEO chose to do it differently. So there are companies out there, you know. And it's funny, as I look, you know, for other opportunities, you know, people will tell me, oh, you don't want to come here. This, and this, you know, is going on. And so there's a million smart bears out there. A million.
Yeah. So I've heard a lot about continuum. You talk about the sense of accomplishment that you feel here. You've talked to me about the relationships and about the fact that it's a pleasant place. I haven't heard so much about what would make this a win for you.
What would make it a win? If there was a position for me, say as the VP of U.S. and possibly as they open up other locations, EMEA.
So that sounds like a position that
I did before. That I did before.
Yeah.
Probably the same amount of people and, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. And I think also to have momentum, you know, from the senior level team, to have resources in order to be successful, which is before in the other role, limited resources, so you were doing everything yourself. You know, so lifting up and out of that detail a little bit.
But what do you need here?
I think probably a role where I can take all of my knowledge and my creativity and be able to create something and improve upon what's already in place, and the autonomy to be able to do that. And you know what? I think that one of my colleagues said, you don't like to be micromanaged and you don't like to be told what to do, and I don't.
So you need that autonomy.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Now, of course, I understand you report to someone, and no matter what level that person is, and that person has requests and wants, and I certainly get that from the CFO here, and I'm fine with that, but then there's a different level of being told, you know, what to do, you know, and being micromanaged, you know, all the way. So, mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that you want to feel like you can apply your knowledge, your creativity, have some autonomy,
yeah.
Have some kind of impact.
Yeah, 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 yes. Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm going to be really picky, you know, about mm-hmm. that as well. And I've told them that, you know, that I'll be very picky about my next role.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a two-way street.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not necessarily in the driver's seat, you know.
Right.
But yet I am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've talked a little bit about the what you're looking for in a role, but I don't have a sense so much of what lights you up, you know, what kind of experience gets you really excited.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if I use this as an example, it's, you know, taking things and making them better. So there's HR things going on all over the place and people spinning their wheels, and things are in paper fashion when things could be automated and simpler, and, you know, the culture and the user experience, the employee experience could be improved significantly. It's a great company, but I think, you know, from how we position ourselves, you know, from an onboarding and an employee experience, it could be a lot user-friendly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's just things that we could be doing that make life simpler mm-hmm. for so many people, including, you know, people doing their day-to-day jobs, too. So being a part of that, you know.
So taking things, making them better, having an impact.
Yeah, and branding and marketing the company, you know, so that it's, you know, wildly successful and on the map.
But we started out talking about what you wanted to, that you wanted to be open, more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what are you challenging yourself to be open-minded about?
Whoever comes in, it's the senior VP. And it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make it a big thing, because it's really a little thing, but it's a knot that I have to get through mentally. That's all. And once I get through it, I'm done.
So it sounds like you're saying the thing you want to be open-minded about is the fact that you're not being chosen for this position.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Sure.
Hmm. So what do you have to let go of?
The fact that I wasn't chosen. It's as simple as that. Yeah, yeah.
But I would encourage us to take a look at what's underneath that, because there's something there. If you were picked, what would that mean?
That I was chosen as the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That you'd be chosen as the leader
of the HR department for the company.
Mm-hmm. And I'm getting the sense that there's some validation that comes with that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And how would that feel to be chosen as the leader?
Yeah, great. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. I'm the type of a person that if I go into something, I'm going to be the best that I possibly can be at it, you know. And so I struggle with people. I don't struggle with people. It's really strong. I'm always inquisitive about somebody that's just okay being, you know, whatever, you know. And so I have friends that, you know, have stayed at the same company, started out when I first started my career, and they're still there, and they've never aspired to be, you know, a director or a vice president or anything like that. They've still been successful, you know, in their own right, but they're very comfortable, you know. And I'm always inquisitive about that. And I've grown to appreciate that because probably they've been happier than I've been, and always constantly trying, you know, to be better, so to speak. And it's not that they're not better or great people, because they are. But it's that's a weird scenario for me. Like, that would never happen for me.
What would happen?
I could never be that person. You know, I could never be to just get into something and then just be comfortable with it. And, you know, and just get my raises and go along. You know, that just could never be me.
What would that mean if you were that kind of person?
That I'm stagnant. That would just drive me nuts. That I'm not moving. Yeah.
So where are you trying to move to?
Just constantly moving, being better. Being better. And they are better. You know, I think everybody has their own parameters and structure around what's better and what isn't better. Yeah.
So let me see if I got where we are so far. So you've said that for you it's important that you would have been chosen as the leader, the global HR leader.
Yeah.
Because it would have given you a sense of moving forward.
Moving forward, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yet, you know, say they had already picked the senior VP, and then I saw the position open up for VP of HR. Say I wasn't here on the U.S. side and I applied for it, it would be a different scenario to me. I would be choosing that, you know, to go and apply for that job. But I'm kind of in it right now. So
can I share what I'm hearing so far?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying that being chosen as that leader is important for you to feel like you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you say for you, moving forward means feeling like you're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking that through, what I hear in that is if you're not chosen as the leader, you're going to feel like you're not moving forward.
Yeah.
Meaning you're going to feel like you're not getting better.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
That's an assumption.
Yeah, yeah, probably, yes.
So let's carry that through.
And I didn't go for the best. Yeah.
If you stay here,
yeah,
in your current role, say,
yeah,
however long that is,
yeah,
is it necessarily going to follow that you feel you couldn't get better in anything or move forward in any way?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though it's only been 3 weeks.
So I would challenge you on that. That sounds like a really, really big assumption.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no way you can get better. There's no way you can move forward in this role.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a knot that I would have to get through. And the flip side of this is that that's not even in the cards yet. That hasn't even been offered. That's something for that senior VP of HR to figure out, whether she even needs that role. And certainly, if it wasn't that role, I wouldn't be interested at all. And I'm very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear.
What's it going to take to work this knot a little bit?
I don't know. It's just me. It's just, you know, me, you know, getting through it. That's all. You know, it's me just, you know, working it out.
What do you think you need to work out then?
I'm going to say this, getting over myself. You know, getting over myself.
You sound pretty directive. Like, it sounds like you're really telling yourself what to do.
Oh, absolutely. I have these conversations with myself all the time. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
If I were talking to myself that way, I'd feel pretty angry at myself.
I don't know. I know myself really well. You know, so that's hard because you know exactly what it is that you're doing, and it's kind of like, really? But I can't help my mind. Maybe I'm two people. I can't help my mind. It goes that way, you know. My mind is always going. always going. So my mind's going this way, and there's another thing that's going kind of parallel and going, So it could be a good day for you or a bad day. Where's your head going now?
So I'm hearing that this is a challenge. The challenge being how to feel like you're getting better and moving forward in this role with all this uncertainty.
Yeah.
And yet one thing you said earlier is you don't back down from a challenge.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
What would it take for you to really go after this challenge?
I don't know. I guess I have to see kind of where the cards are and how the cards all lay themselves out, you know, and what's ahead and whether it's worth it to me at this point. You know, I think I've come that far along that I'm kind of now going, well, you know, wait a minute.
So it sounds like you're saying that there have to be less uncertainty. But that's where you are. There's uncertainty today.
No, I'm right in it. Yeah, I'm right in it. And, you know, taking this job, you know, I had to weigh out because I wasn't in a situation of uncertainty. So I had to weigh out, do I want to deal with the uncertainty of not having a job and looking for something? Or do I want to deal with the uncertainty of taking this consultant role and it perhaps not working out, and I'm still looking for another job? And then, you know, in talking to some of my friends and stuff and colleagues, they said, well, really, what's the difference? At least you have the uncertainty of looking for another job, but at least during that journey, you have this, you know, and it's keeping you in the game, and, you know, you're in a good environment. You certainly know a lot of the senior leaders on the team, and, you know, it's good, you know, it's good. And so I said, yeah, you know, you're right.
But it sounds like you don't quite believe them.
I don't know, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
I'm hearing that you feel like there's a part of you that really embraces challenge and goes after it.
Yeah.
It's a real go-getter and
yeah.
achiever. But as we talk about this knot, I'm not hearing that come
mm-hmm.
out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wants to
mm-hmm.
resolve all the uncertainty
mm-hmm.
that at the moment
yeah.
exists.
Yeah. Either that or retreat.
Or retreat.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would it take to bring the achiever into this?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Can I share my perspective
sure,
with you? Yeah.
Absolutely.
It sounds like boiling down the challenge here, the knot, it really is, how can you learn to get better at achieving your own personal objectives for
mm-hmm.
improvement
mm-hmm.
without resolving all this ambiguity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say you want to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's one thing you could get better at just through this short-term engagement that would be meaningful?
Oh, my confidence. Oh, absolutely. My confidence, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't want to lose that. You know, I don't want to lose that. And I don't want to put myself into a position where I'm going to lose that.
Mm-hmm. So when you said that, I just want to reflect how much energy came out. You were like...
Yeah, I don't want to lose that.
You don't want to lose that.
I don't.
That's really important
to
you.
Yeah. Because in many ways, right now, I'm kind of on a little bit of a high, if you will, you know, that I haven't had in 2 years.
That sounds significant.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt. Now, I certainly projected as though I was, you know, during those 2 years, the painful 2 years, you know, but that took a lot of energy. A lot of energy.
That sounded draining.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So you're getting confidence out of this.
Absolutely.
Which is really important to you.
Yep.
What can help you keep your attention focused on that?
You know what? I think I've already started because I'm really trying very hard to keep negative energy away from me. You know, and I'm a person that has, I feel strong responsibility to things, and I'm trying to lighten that a little bit too.
So try to moderate your sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Responsibility for what?
People. Yeah. That need, you know, to be that person for everybody. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've already started. Yeah. Just saying, you know, I need to stay in this theme. You know, and not veer off.
So in our conversation, one thing that really strikes me is that as you talk about confidence and what it does for you and how
mm-hmm.
important it is,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge source of energy.
Yeah.
And every time we've talked about the uncertainty of where this
yeah.
goes,
yeah.
that's been a big drain
yeah.
of energy.
Yeah. But there's nothing I can do about that. You know, there's nothing. So again, it's taking that and turning it, you know, into a win. And then not putting so much focus and attention on it, you know, and then have that attitude that whatever happens, happens.
And consider putting your attention here.
Yeah.
Because when you did just now,
yeah.
I got the sense that you had a lot of energy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
a lot of positivity.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's within your control.
Definitely. Yep.
What would be a simple way just to keep your attention here when you need it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stay focused on the positive, you know, and not even this scenario that's going on. I'm going to try very hard, you know, to not let that muddle, you know, into this and what I have going for myself, you know.
Is there something that reminds you here of your confidence that you feel particularly proud of? Accomplished?
I think in the short period of time that I've been here, how much positive feedback I've been getting from people.
Yeah. So what can you do with
you
that
know,
positive feedback?
To be
feedback?
Honest with you, it's pretty amazing to me that I've been able to achieve that. Because in December, you know, I was just a shell, you know, and that I was able to flip that switch. Because to be honest with you, when I was presented with this position, I didn't know if I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know if I had taken enough time to just kind of chill, you know.
And look how far you've come in that time.
Yeah, yeah, Yeah.
Is there one piece of feedback that really stands out, something you're proud of?
You know, I get such great feedback from the CFO, who I just value his opinion tremendously. He's just keeps saying to me, I can't believe that, you know, that you're here and that the things that you've done and what you've accomplished. And then the people that are reporting to me, you know, just keep saying, my God, you know, I can learn so much from you, and, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, so that's really, you know, to come from that, you know, now to what I had before,
mm-hmm.
where everything, you know, that I did was just, you know, not it, or, you know, it just was never the right thing.
Yeah.
Know?
I get the sense that that really has a lot of meaning to you when you hear the CFO say that in your own reports.
I mean, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That would not have been the case, you know, 4 years ago, you know. But, you know, having the 2 years of that program stinks. That, you know, what are you doing over here? What are you doing over there? You know, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of boiling it down to this very transactional type of a job is not me. Somebody else it would be fine for, not me whatsoever. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is like kind of like, that's what I've been reduced to, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's not in terms of a person, it's just in terms of capability,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of confidence now
yeah.
in what you're saying. Very strong, real voice.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you know, it's 3 weeks is a good experience.
So how well have we done in terms of encouraging you, giving you some ways of being open-minded about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've given me things to think about, and you've given me things to help get through that knot. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself in this conversation?
I think that it just kind of supports my notion to stay in that positive theme, you know, and not allow, you know, the negativity to set in.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've learned
mm-hmm.
is that for you, there's all kinds of reminders
yep.
of things that give you confidence
yeah.
and that's a big source of positivity
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The other thing I guess I learned is that the ambiguity is going to be a major drain.
Yeah. So I think that the sooner I can get out of that, you know. Although, you know, if this person said, can you stay on board, you know, for another 3 months and just help me get through the transition and then we can figure it out. I also have to think about, okay, if that scenario happened, what would be a win-win for me to do that?
Mm.
You know, what would make me feel comfortable about doing something like that, you know?
Yeah, to use some of your earlier language, how would you continue to get better?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yep.
grow, move
yep.
forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Good. we're coming up on the end of our time.
Okay.
How are you feeling about where we've ended up?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I mean, it was timely.
Good.
It's timely.
Is there anything you want to say to close us out?
No, thank you.
I'm glad that we had the chance
yeah,
to meet
yeah,
you
absolutely.
In person. Too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So would you like to set up another time? Or
yeah.
I didn't bring my phone, so I may...